KO4 BXE Mobile. Good morning.
BXE K4 CPG in the Pickens area. Carlos here. Good morning to you.
K4 CBG. Good morning. This is Michael. I'm up next to Asheville, Fletcher area. Traveling toward Boone this morning.
Well, we got foggy conditions here in the Pickens area. Heading towards school to drop my son off, then off to work. You headed towards work in Boone?
No, I took a day off. I'm actually headed up to Boone to get some work done on my Jeep. I'm getting ready to head out to Utah next weekend in the Jeep, and so I'm getting a roof rack installed on it, and so headed up there this morning.
Gonna do some overlanding?
Yeah, that's a roger. That's what we're hoping to do.
And I've never spent any long amount of time in Utah. I've passed through there. But I've heard there's some good outdoors activities out that way.
Yeah, we're going to, our destination's actually going to be Durango, Colorado. That's kind of going to be our hub of where we do most of our activities out of. And I was there, last time I was there was about 10 years ago. I actually rode my Harley, my motorcycle out there and stayed for a few weeks, and I always said I was going to go back and take my wife, so we're going to do that this trip.
Are you actually going to be overnighting out of the Jeep, or are y'all looking to find hotels on the way?
Well, a little of both. Kind of getting a late start on things as far as I was going to install a rooftop tent on the Jeep, but I can't get one with all this COVID stuff. Can't get one shipped in, and everything's back ordered. And when I mean back ordered, I mean 5 or 6 months back ordered. So we're going to do a little of both. We're going to do some tent camping, just ground tent camping, and stay in some hotels too. So probably maybe every other night's kind of our plan to camp.
And you'll have your ham radio with you, so you'll be in good shape. I had been thinking about outfitting to do that with my boys, just hadn't got around to it. I've been looking at the different vehicles and had the setups and all that stuff, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
Give me just a second. It's my turn to order here at the drive-through. I'll be right back. Okay, yeah, I'm back here. KO4BXE.
This is K4CPG. I was saying, I was looking at vehicles, I came across the Mitsubishi Delica. It's a foreign import. I don't know if you ever heard of that one, but it's a four-cylinder van, manual, four-wheel drive, diesel. Hard combination to find. But it comes with a layout. The bench is layout into a two-person, like a twin. I mean, you could fit two in there. But it's just now hitting the U.S. You know, I think it's 25 years you have to wait before you can import a vehicle. So the 96s was when that came out, I guess. They're just starting to show up.
Yeah, I'm absolutely familiar with that vehicle. And those are great, great little vans. I tell you, a van is really a good overlanding vehicle because you kind of got your whole setup inside. You don't have to do anything on the outside. I actually saw one of those for sale. I believe I saw it on Craigslist, actually, in Sumter, South Carolina. And I can't remember what the price was on it, but it wasn't too bad, actually. But yeah, those are great vehicles.
Yeah, I was looking last week. There's one in Greenville now. he's asking 15. He's an importer. I think the one in Sumter was like 12 or 13. But if they're as advertised, you know, four-cylinder, four-wheel drive diesel, that's a pretty good little combination.
Yeah, it is. There's, you know, a lot of good overlanding top vehicles out there, but that would actually be my ultimate goal, would be a van. I'd like to have a full-size van, like a Sprinter minivan, or a Sprinter van. That would be I've got a buddy of mine that's actually got one of those, but it's probably a $150,000 vehicle.
As you were going through the specs there, I was looking at those. If you go four-wheel drive on a Sprinter, I think the only option is diesel when you go four-wheel drive, but you're way up there.
Yeah, by the time you get it outfitted and with all the setup, it's you've got a lot of money in it. But you really do any overlanding vehicle, even with the Jeep that I have, it's just a money pit.
As I was looking through the different options, I think if you can be honest with yourself about how you're really going to use it, you could probably, you know, if you outfit it right, you could come out with a feasible amount of money.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've done, is, and I've done a lot of research, you know, in outfitting my Jeep. That's actually one of the primary reasons that I got licensed as a ham operator, was for the overlanding stuff. But yeah, if you do your research and look around, then you can do it reasonable. I'm definitely not made out of money, but I see guys who are doing it really, really cheap, and then I see guys who just have more money than they have sense.
That's right. You know, you see these people buying these European urban assault vehicles and outfitting them with all kinds of stuff. But it's like you said, one of the base level options is the Jeep Cherokee. You can do very affordably, I think.
I'm sure if you've looked at overlanding vehicles, I'm sure you've seen the Earth Roamers.
I think I have. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, most of those are built like on a Ford F-550 platform or bigger. And those vehicles are, some of those are up around, I've seen them up around $500,000, $600,000,
$700,000. Yeah, that's a whole nother level. Yeah, I think about the top end of what I saw, I would probably, if I decided to get into it really hard, a guy took I think it was an F-350, 4x4 with the diesel, and he put what appeared to be like an icebox on the back, and then just modified it, customized the icebox for overlanding.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, you can, a lot of these guys, like I said, have a lot of money, but, you know, you can enjoy it. You can do, if you've just got something that's four-wheel drive, and you don't have to have big tires or lifted or anything, that and just a tent from Walmart, and you can have a great time.
I used to do it back when I was a kid. That's right.
Hey, something that I've been looking at, and they have the, if you look online, it's called the South Carolina Adventure Trail. Some guys have put together a trail that pretty much covers the whole state of South Carolina. Actually, on the northern end of it, it goes right into North Carolina. And actually goes right by my house on Green River Road up in North Carolina. But looks like a really fun little trip. I've been seeing some guys put stuff on YouTube about it. And I think that's probably one of my next adventures. It takes about 4 or 5 days to do the whole thing, they said.
Say the name of it, South Carolina Adventure Road.
just Google South Carolina Adventure Trail.
Well, good luck on the cross country. Sounds like a lot of fun. Get your vehicle all up to snuff there, ready to go. This should be a good adventure.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you can still hear me. I'm starting to have a hard time getting into the repeater. But, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. And anytime that you're wanting to go go for a ride, give me a holler. I try to monitor the radio pretty often. It's Michael, KO4BXE.
KO4BXE, K4CPG. Carlos here. Have a good day, sir, in 73.